On tonight's cast of Malice Cast Live, we are going to be talking about the current nerd news things that are going on out there. Terminator 6 and the photo that we got for it. We also have news about the X-Men films that Disney now has the rights to, and should they be released? What do you guys think? Along with Kevin Smith gave us a very candid tweet that got sent out about a project that he's working on, and we're going to give our little thoughts of what we think he could be working on or what he should be working on, and any other nerd news that pops up while we're doing that. So go ahead and join us in the chat room. Let us know what your thoughts are on everything we're talking about, and sit back and enjoy the show. Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados, Mess 5150 here, back, Ballast Cast Live, Season 2, Episode 30. We've hit a round number. Thank you for coming back and joining us on this week's cast. I am always here, it seems, sometimes, even though I am not always here. not maybe in the brain section, but...
Yeah, questionable on the mentality there.
But Mess 5150, your host for this cast. Joining me on the show, we have Masonic Vader. How goes it, sir?
It goes well, sir, as the stringent heat hits San Diego yet again.
Oh, God, it's so miserable out in SoCal. And if it's miserable there, just think about how bad it is on the inland.
That's why I don't live
Texas.
There. Oh, God, I don't even want to think about Texas. You're just cooking eggs on the sidewalk. Triple digit
heat, man. It's a norm.
No. Also joining us on the cast, you just heard him talking. Nick from Nerd Mosh Pit has joined us for the show. Thank you for joining. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
I'm great, except that I'm cooking. And lastly, we have IC Zorro joining us. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Nick's just elaborating yet another reason not to live in Texas, although it hasn't been much better here. My work 2 weekends ago was like 117 degrees. I left the Middle East for a reason.
The funny thing, so one of our compatriots in geekdom and nerddom, the Big Papa Matt, is on vacation right now. That's why you haven't seen his face gracing these videos of these casts. But I just had lunch with him because he was in the area, and he was talking about how he went out to Arizona, and on his way out there, his air conditioning broke on his car. And it was like 130 degree heat, and luckily he had an ice chest, and he was like just dabbing a shirt into it and like dabbing his face as he's driving in the middle of the day.
Can you imagine how warm he was with that big old beard too?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
Talk about Ace Ventura when nature calls when he's inside the rhino. Warm.
So I'm sure he slendered down a little bit off that water weight that he lost on that drive. So. So moving on. What we like to start this cast with is always talking about what everybody's been geeking out on, what they've been nerding out on. Let us know in the chat room what you guys have been geeking out or nerding out on, or what has been keeping your attention. If you want to know what I've been geeking out or nerding out on, head on over to our YouTube channels, www.youtube.com/C/MaliceCorp. You'll see all the panels from San Diego Comic-Con that we attended there. If there's a panel that you didn't get a chance to see, go check over there and see if it's there and watch the full panels. They're fun. Along with that, I also was at a horror convention this last weekend. It was Midsummer
Scream. Nice enunciation.
Yes. Midsummer Scream. It was Halloween in July, because really, is there a time that Halloween can be too early in the year? I mean, not for me. So this was a super cool convention. It was a 2-day-long convention. They gave us all the details for what's coming for Warner Brothers Hollywood backlot, what that they do for Halloween. They've got a freaking Arkham Asylum maze coming this year. So for all you geeks and nerds out there, literally, the maze has the Joker putting you on trial, and you need to escape.
That is awesome.
That sounds amazing to me. They had that. You had your Not Scary Farm stuff. You had your Six Flags Magic Mountain stuff, where they had monsters actually walking, roaming the aisles during their panel, like scaring the audience. It was just sitting there. They had a Hocus Pocus 25th anniversary, and I'm sorry, but I've never seen Hocus Pocus, so I don't, you know, the people that love that film Big Papa Matt being
that hard to believe.
But I've never seen it.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe.
Is that the one with Bette Midler and Nicole Kidman?
Bette Midler, not Nicole Kidman. It's Bette Midler.
And a horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's an inside joke.
Also known as Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, Sarah Jessica Parker's makes sense. In it. Yep. And Kathy and Jimmy is in it.
Oh, I like Kathy and Jimmy.
Doug Jones is in it, and Thora Birch, when she was very, 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 very tiny, is in it as well. So, big cult classic of a film. It's a Disney favorite type of thing. I've never seen it myself. But the fans that were there were having a lot of fun with it. So, Mrs. Malice is joining us in the chat room. She's watching. Awesome. She wants to watch Ace Ventura 2. So,
yes.
Our guys will be sitting here watching the chat room to see what's going on there. I do have to say one thing before we move on. One thing I watched and I couldn't get video for. If you want to see any of the video from the Midsummer Scream, head over to the personal vlog Geek Guidepost on YouTube, and that's where all that stuff is popping up. But there's a thing called Urban Death that they had there, and it was a performance piece. And the best way that I can describe it is, if you're a fan of David Lynch, you'll probably thoroughly enjoy this. But it was like David Lynch on stage. So if you've watched the original Twin Peaks and you think of the midget scene in the red curtains and him talking backwards and how eerie and creepy and weird it is, that's what this was. It was 15 minutes of 30-second segments of things to just put you on edge. Everything from an elderly person standing half naked and clucking like a chicken. So it was some really odd stuff, but it was a very, very well done thing.
Why did you go to that?
So, because they talked about how this was a pretty popular thing, and it was performing every 30 minutes at the convention. You couldn't take video of it. They put you in complete pitch black darkness, and you couldn't even have a smartwatch, like nothing to illuminate, because it was all about the ambiance. And the whole purpose of it was to put people at unease. It's a Halloween convention, so it's to put you at unease. And when I thought about it, there's a lot of nudity in this performance. And so when I was thinking about it, I'm like, why are so many people just naked in this thing? And then I was like, well, that's something that would put people at unease. You don't have a stage separating the audience. They're literally like 10 feet in front of you on the same carpet that you're sitting on. So I'm like, that could put people at unease. They have everything from like a little bit of comedic acts, but even the comedic acts were like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. This little girl gives a flower to this big guy, and he's so happy that he starts like hugging her and chokes her out.
Oh no.
And so it was all like gore. It was gore things, but they had like little things with it. They had a whole, it was like a chorus line of people, and every other person, one was standing up, one was bending down, and they would switch as they were going. And every once in a while, like every 5 seconds or so, one of them would try and get away and try and escape. And everybody would grab them and pull them back into the line. And it was just really cool how they were doing it with the strobe effects and stuff. And all just.
Yeah. So horror conventions are not my thing then.
So I tweeted out that I realized that horror conventions have become what comic cons and nerd conventions were stereotyped as 20 years ago. But they are growing. So,
the most uneasy I would have been would be checking for my wallet after leaving the tightly packed, completely dark room.
I would definitely be that guy that would be in the background and the lights go out and be like, hey, don't touch me here. It doesn't feel right.
That better be my hand in my pocket.
Yeah. And then we have Red Meepaw joining us in the chat room and Prideine. Welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us. Let us know what you guys have been geeking out on. Nick, what you been geeking out on? Anything?
Oh, dude, I had a pretty epic conversation. I just started a new job. I've been there for, this is my third week, and we had an epic conversation where I schooled some people about Star Wars and The Last Jedi specifically.
Oh.
And that just happened yesterday.
So what was the schooling?
It was all about Luke Skywalker. and his place as far as how he fit in with what he was saying in The Last Jedi and how it kind of correlated with the rest of the movies. And they, the people that I was talking to obviously aren't as nerdy about Star Wars as I was. So it was, it felt pretty good to, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but put people in their place when it comes to not knowing their Star Wars stuff. But yeah, that was really fun. Being able to have some camaraderie there and talk about some Star Wars and kind of let them know what's up with Luke Skywalker.
So, okay. Yeah, that's always, I like that type of stuff.
If you kind of want to know, like, what he was saying is, like, they said that they thought that Star Wars on The Last Jedi, they did Luke dirty, and I don't think they did Luke dirty.
You didn't think so?
I didn't think so.
I'll get into a little bit of that after we get done with geeking. We'll do a hot take type of thing because there was some news article that came out this week about episode 9. So I see what you've been geeking out on.
Well, first, real quick, in the chat, we got Ms. Malice been geeking out on 80s movies just because the 80s are awesome.
Awesome.
She's also been watching Teen Wolf. Looks like Red Meepaw bought Battle for Azeroth. And yeah, I've been clean from WoW for like almost a decade. So can't do any of that stuff. I spent my weekend watching the new season of Orange is the New Black. And
I'm like 3 seasons behind on that.
Yeah, it's worth watching. That's some good stuff. Good commentary.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get into it after season 2.
Yeah.
I got in like 3 or 4 seasons. I like the show. I actually just went back and started watching the first season of Discovery again, Star Trek. Because the panel, once again, head over to youtube.com/C/MaliceCorp if you want to watch the panel. It was a fantastic panel for season 2 and has gotten me so hyped just off that panel that I had to go back and watch season 1 and actually watch it to completion because they told us that Spock's getting introduced in season 2 and for fans of Star Trek, there's a lot of more elements from what we know that are going to start coming into this next season. So got me a little excited to go back and watch it.
Yeah, because we had a little bit of Spock in the first season.
Yeah,
but I find that interesting because I always thought that Discovery was supposed to be like a whole new series, get away from everything, kind of how like they're going to be talking about the new trilogy with Star Wars, but yet exactly they still bring them in.
It's not exactly canon, following canon, but it takes place 10 years before Star Trek started, so there's still going to be elements like Harry Mudd was in season 1. That's actually the episodes I'm on right now. And they just introduced that Captain Pike is going to be in this whole next season. He appears at the end of season 1, but they definitely are using elements that have been there before, but in a whole new kind of storytelling format, because it's definitely not your granddaddy's Star Trek.
Is this still on the CBS app, or they've gotten it elsewhere now?
It's still going to be on All Access, and that's where it's at. So that's their push to get people to go subscribe to that, because that's really the only thing they have on there to really get people to come subscribe for All Access.
It's that and Big Brother.
Yeah, and I would not pay for it for Big Brother. I did pay for, and I'll let you guys know how it is once it starts, but I did up front pay for the DC Universe streaming service.
That would be me as well. That would be me as
3
well.
3 months for free if you go in and you sign up. And that was worth it to me to get the 3 months just for the comic books that come along with it that you can read online. So, but by doing it at Comic-Con, I got a shirt with it as well. So.
Just to get Wonder Woman and Linda Carter in all her fullness there. Yeah.
And Mrs. Malice needs Walking Dead to come back. Yes, yes, we do need Walking Dead to come back so we can talk all things dead on our weekly Malice Cast TV talks on Mondays. Preacher's is about to wrap up here soon, and Fear the Walking Dead will be back shortly. I don't know how quickly I want the regular Walking Dead to come back, seeing as that'll be closer to Rick Grimes being gone. The closer it comes back. So,
Masonic, let's be honest, will be the last season.
We'll find out. They announced that they're adding Dan Fogler to the cast. I like that. I don't know that he can make the show last more seasons, but I like Dan Fogler. So that got me excited. And yeah. Masonic Vader, what have you been geeking out on? I gotta go back and look at this chat and see what's going on.
Gotcha. Yeah, geeking out. It's been a little light on the geek news for me this week. I mean, I've been really happy with the fact that Mars has been as closest to Earth in the last 15 years. So you can definitely see the red planet out there doing its thing.
Spots.
Yeah. Get yourselves a telescope, people. Get outside and see Mars as close as you can.
I've got a telescope.
Yeah, sure. Do your thing. I've also been geeking out because of the fact that, with my other podcasts that we do and stuff, we're a couple weeks away from SummerSlam. So, you know, us wrestling geeks are getting excited about the big summer thing. And I'm geeking out because my kid got his first mohawk the other day. Yeah. He said, I want a mohawk. I gave him I did not give him the Mr. T mohawk, though. Just because, you know, kids are kind of weird at that young age. So we just went with a standard, you know. So
all the jewelry would weigh him down.
Yeah. How'd you go to the bathroom with that fool? Other than that, though, I finished up that season. Someone gave me grief about last week. I saw Curse at Oak Island. Finished up season 5. That's a great show. If you haven't seen it yet and you're a history buff, there is so much involved with that island that it's it's interesting for me, especially because they do bring up Masonic ties to it. But as a whole, it's a great series to watch. It's very interesting to see the amount of history just on that little small strip of land right off the coast of Nova Scotia. Don't you know?
Jack Malice has been geeking out, and Jack Malice, our producer extraordinaire, has been geeking out, as always, on Warhammer 40K, AOS, and Kill Team, and he started a new Star Wars RPG game. Video or actual, like, D&D style. I don't know. I saw that you mentioned in the chat room of who you're thinking Dan Fogler is. Dan Fogler.
Isn't he like the weird, squatty, tries to be funny with awkward humor guy?
That was kind of in his past.
Wasn't he Good Luck Chuck?
He may have been a Good Luck Chuck. He was in Balls of Fury.
That's who I'm thinking of.
But
that's
he was also choice. In Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, and that's true. He was actually pretty good in that.
Yeah. He's actually grown quite a bit as an actor. So
I totally forgot he's the guy in Fantastic Beasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he was walking around passing out shirts at Comic-Con too, which unfortunately I didn't get to, but that would have been awesome.
The Swag King missed one. Whoa! Let's put that. Hey, date this on your recorders, guys. The Swag King missed
the person that's really mad that they didn't get a shirt at Comic-Con from Fogler was Big Papa Matt. And welcome, Son of Matt, good to the chat room. Speaking of Big Papa Matt, because literally we had two choices. We could either go to the Ghostbusters thing that they were doing outside where we could dress up like Ghostbusters in front of the Ecto-1 and take pictures, or he could go and pick up some stuff that he wanted to pick up from a booth. Well, friends of ours went to go pick up the stuff. Me and Big Papa Matt went to go take the picture. The friends of ours ran into Dan Fogler and got the shirt, and he was passing out shirts, and he's like, dang it, I could have gone that way.
I'm hoping those jumpsuits got like Febreze in between each person wearing them.
No, they did not.
Oh, great.
But you're only in them for like 3 seconds. And we did three poses, you know, we shot to the side. Wait, we shot, we crossed beams.
You Charlie's Angel did. Yeah. And then you crossed beams, the street.
We shot forward and then we did like the epic pose. And I did the Dan Aykroyd cigarette hanging from the mouth shot for mine.
So. Superhero landing. They're going to do the superhero landing.
Now, you know who I feel really bad for because I'm a big guy is Big Papa Matt because, you know, it was hot down here. Bigger people wearing jumpsuits and hotness. Very hot.
I'll wait until
sweaty underneath the teats.
He might bring this up on Nerd Mosh Pit. I'll wait until another cast. But Big Papa Matt, since you're in the chat room, you definitely got to bring up what happened with your jumpsuit, the first one they gave you trying to put it on. So,
can I big teasing guy in a little coat?
So
fat guy in a little coat.
I gave him an extra medium.
Let's move on to talk about the nerd news. I'm going to drop one on you guys that we didn't prep for because Nick brought it up, and I want to get your guys' hot takes on it.
Ready to go.
Earlier this week, episode 9, they announced that Luke is back in it. So we are getting Skywalker back, and that Leia is in it, and they're using footage from episode 8 of Carrie Fisher for it. Thoughts? Do we think that this is good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, I'll jump in right off the bat because, you know, I was the only one, I think, on this panel live when the movie came out. We said it before at the end, Skywalker had to be in for the last one. I said it, he's going to be a Force ghost. I wouldn't see why he wouldn't be a Force ghost, kind of carry on the Obi-Wan thing. The Carrie Fisher and having her, I don't know if they're going to CGI it or somehow kind of use some of those parts, maybe scenes they didn't use before. I don't know. Interesting, only because I don't know. They were hardcore when she did pass away, saying that they are not going to CGI her, that they used it for Rogue One for the intents and purposes of just connecting the movies. I was actually kind of happy they weren't going to do it. And I was really hoping they'd bring in Billy Dee to have Lando Calrissian from the last guy from the original trilogy come in and kind of put things together and kind of make closure to it. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm crossing my fingers that they don't go all CGI.
Yeah, I thought they said Billy Dee was coming into episode 9. We were finally going to have him.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams.
I missed that. If I missed it, you just made me a happy man.
I thought I saw that somewhere. Guys, you can double check on that and let me know yay or nay on that.
I remember hearing right around the time that she died, and you know, people were asking questions like, what are they going to do in episode 9? I thought they had a bunch of stuff already filmed with her. But if
that's
they're
what
just,
I thought
it was cutting room floor stuff from eight. And if they use it, I hope they can figure it out because it'll be kind of awkward that she's wearing the same outfits from episode 8 that she'd be.
It's like, how are they going to do it? Will it be a portion of CGI where it's like, we're going to use these face shots that we have, but then we're going to change the outfit that's on top of her so that she's in a different, just, you know, I,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
I mean, I hope they learn from Justice League.
That's my fear. That's what I was just going to bring up. That's my fear is so, okay, we don't get fully see. And Jack Malice says in the chat room that, yeah, no CGI carry, that she deserves better than that, which I agree 100%.
Absolutely.
And they're talking about like what age everybody was when the first movie came out.
Yeah, 1977. I wasn't even born.
I wasn't born either. So, that's
two years
my
old,
fear.
Sir.
It's like, hey, okay, old. we've got her in these scenes, but we don't have her saying the exact words we need her to say. So let's put that CGI lip, and we're gonna get the Superman CGI lip again. And I hope not. I hope that's not what it comes to.
So here's the thing, and I think this is the difference between Justice League and Star Wars. When, because I see it chat popping up in the chat room, especially with Tarkin. If you take the CGI that they use in Justice League and compare it to what they use in Rogue One, bar none, Rogue One was freaking way, way better. They did it right. Yep. In fact, there's times in the movie where I keep forgetting that it is CGI. Now, there's other times where you can definitely see it, but you could definitely see they put a lot of time and effort and precision to make it happen. You saw it a little bit with Carrie Fisher at the end. You could see the CGI, but with Tarkin as a whole, because he was in a lot of parts of that movie.
Yeah, he was in like 10 minutes.
They did a good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a very good job with his CGI, and he did. I mean, it didn't look like it was, you know, his mouth was all weird and
there were times when
Godzilla,
it looked real enough to be convincing. Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't think it would be horrible, but at the same time, and I'll say it again, and I agree with Malice, there's no need to CGI her in there. There's other possibilities, other storylines that you could finish off the movie and still give respect to Carrie Fisher and everyone else who's been in it and no longer with.
Yeah, the only thing is that since this is going to be the last movie that Carrie Fisher appears in, they really got to be careful with how they work her in, because it would be a shame if it comes to fruition that it's just not what you're looking for when it comes to someone who was an icon for so long. You definitely don't want to do her dirty in the last movie, and that's what I'm fearing.
But at the same time, because she's that iconic, because that character and that actress is so iconic, you have to do something to finish off her storyline.
Right, you got to do something. It's just that I fear that they're going to try to do too much. That I think that they should just do it a little bit. Like, don't have her in a whole bunch of scenes.
Right.
Because I fear that if you do too much, then they're going to have to do some CGI.
Yeah, I could almost see like them using some cut floor just to kind of like at the start of the movie to kind of like pass it on. And I think, like I mentioned the last time we majorly talked about it, having Billy Dee have Lando show up and be like, hey, I'm answering the call, you know, sorry, I'm late to the party kind of thing.
Now give me my Falcon back.
That would be Billy Dee right there. Oh, yeah, you got my Falcon. Well, that was mine. No one told you that Han Solo just borrowed it from me.
Yeah, Pride Nine says bring back Obi-Wan. we got two Force Ghosts with the – and that's – so before hearing this announcement –
And Qui-Gon.
Yeah. Before hearing this announcement, so, Nick, you thought they didn't do Luke dirty in Episode 8.
I didn't, only because of his ability to be on one side of the galaxy and completely what is the word I'm looking for?
Astral projection. He was able to,
astral projection. Ventriloquist dummy across the galaxy.
Yeah, like a future ventriloquist dummy. Awesome.
Jack, speak up a little bit, Nick. Jack says you sound like you're in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, I'm not in a galaxy far, far away. But the astro projection of Luke Skywalker at the end, to where he was on another part of the galaxy and he was able to use the Force and project himself that far away, I thought was awesome.
Yeah, with minimal lag time.
Yeah. Jack brings up a point, too, that I was going to bring up as well, but to what you were saying about how well Tarkin was done, the Carrie version at the end of Rogue One was hideous.
Yeah. Yeah, it was rough.
So I
might as well draw her face on a balloon.
I can see the argument either way for Mark on whether it being done dirty or not in Episode 8. I think if they hadn't brought him back for Episode 9, I would have said it was a really crappy way of you know, you just gave us old man Hermit that's angry and then killed him off. And if there was an announcement that he was in Episode 9, I would have been like, that's a really, really cheap way to get rid of Luke Skywalker.
I never for one second thought that Luke wouldn't make an appearance in Episode 9, because I just had a hunch.
Yeah, but okay.
No way.
But I'm gonna punch this, okay? He can't just make an appearance. He's a Skywalker. He's the last Skywalker.
Please,
as a
don't
whole.
Give us what we got from Episode 7, where it's just him for like 3 seconds and he doesn't say anything.
Right, that would suck.
Standing there as a Force Ghost, and then all of a sudden somebody hits a light switch and he's
clap on. But now, see, I understood when you look back and look at how they did Episode 7, I kind of understood it because of the fact that they were trying to play off the whole, hey, is Rey his daughter kind of thing and stuff. And so they kind of gave that teaser. And then they totally dropped the freaking ball when he wasn't even – she's not even related, quote, related right now.
I don't know that.
But, yeah, you can't finish off Episode 9 without Skywalker in it, and he has to be in it for more than just a couple seconds of Force Ghost time. He's got to have
a long next to them.
I don't know, style? Man. Flying freaking Red 5 all over again. I don't give a crap. It's got to be more than Force Ghost though, because Obi-Wan didn't carry the movie in the original three. He was a tutor and a mentor, and it made sense that at times of things. This is the Skywalker movie or Skywalker generation coming to an end. And to have Episode 9 with a Force Ghost Luke for 2 seconds, freaking CGI, possibly Carrie Fisher, there's no meaning to it whatsoever at this point. Unless
Jack says she's Palpatine's granddaughter. He's sticking to it still. She's using
Palpatine's granddaughter.
His fighting style is what he said. So, And Mrs. Malice still says there's another Skywalker.
That would be a twist.
But wait, what, there's another.
So we've got some good stuff. Speaking of the original trilogy, and this will go segue into our next major story. But Disney today is really miffed and upset at what they did. They gave away broadcasting rights to the original trilogy a while back when they gave it to like Netflix and stuff like that. They finalized the purchase of Fox. It is done 100%. They are getting Fox. So the mutants are coming home. However, they're looking at it and going, hey, we finally have all the rights for all of the Star Wars, including the first original films. However, they don't have the broadcasting rights because they gave those away, and their streaming service that comes out next year does not get the broadcasting rights until 2024.
No. Oh, that's an awkward gap.
So, let's just say somebody's fired.
Yeah, so they're like scrounging, trying to buy them back, and the company's just not letting them be released. So that's going to become a bidding war where somebody's going to make a ton of money off of Disney to just get that so that they can stream the original trilogy. Because how funny is it if you have another streaming service that's like, you want to watch the originals? They're over here.
And then on the weekend, they're doing a Star Wars marathon, episode 3, episode 7. What the hell?
And yeah, you're right. Kylo is a Skywalker. He's half a Skywalker is what Mrs. Malice says, that he's a Skywalker, but he's a Solo. He's half Skywalker.
Half scoundrel. Skywalker.
Yeah. Don't take the Solo name away. but yeah, segueing into that, like I said, this is going to segue into, since Disney has the mutants back, two movies that were supposed to come back out way earlier this year that have had reshoots and pushbacks is Dark Phoenix and New Mutants. They've got a new release date. They're still coming. But now the question is going from everybody is, should they even release these films? Should they release the Dark Phoenix film? Should they release New Mutants? Well, that's what I want to ask you guys. I mean, why? Why should they release them? Or do you think that they should go, let's not screw this up. Let's we've got the rights to these now. Let's just put these away.
In the case of Dark Phoenix especially, they've already done most of the work. Like, the film's essentially done except for a couple of minor reshoots that they have to do. Mm-hmm. So if you don't put that movie out, you just sunk millions of dollars into nothing.
And outside of Apocalypse, which I actually thought was it was a good movie. It was entertaining. It definitely wasn't, you know, the best, but as for a whole, I've liked the First Class series ever since the first one came out, and how they've been able to integrate the older with the new. And I like it. I think they could do something a little bit better with Jennifer Lawrence's character, which is just right. Thank you.
Mystique.
Thank you, Mystique. I was going to say Magnique for whatever. I wish I'd do something different with Mystique. Other than that, though, it's a fun series. I like it.
Well, I mean, they had a battle to that's okay. So do you want this to come out and see if this ends up being the best X-Men movie ever? Would you want them to continue with these characters or do you want Disney to kind of reboot the stuff and get them into the universe the right way that they should be with
everything they
have on Marvel already? Because that's the other hard part that you got to look at is it going to be easy to incorporate these characters, or are they going to have to restart everything anyways?
I want more movies like Logan.
Okay, I agree.
That's what I want.
I think with Disney, if they could somehow be able to bring back the original characters of some style, like the first set of X-Men, Halle Berry, Hugh Jackman, whatever you want to do. If they could do that, that'd be great, because I think that's what really started it all. And their age and everything kind of winds up with a lot of the Marvel movies now. They could still use the First Class series and go back and still retell stories. That's the good thing. What they did with First Class is that they found a great young cast of young group cast. And they can go back and tell stories that we may not have been able to see with the original cast, or okay, kind of well, go.
Here's the problem with the first cast class, though. Is those people are supposed to be that age in what, the 70s or something? So you can't take these younger versions of them and fold them into the MCU, because they'd all be, you know, the age of the original guys.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they could keep doing their stuff, but continue in the progress that they're doing now, keep it in the 70s or show or do certain, like I said, maybe try to spawn off some of the 90s cartoon stories and turn them into movies or something like that, but not get up. But, to
I mean,
the
looking
same level.
Looking primarily at folding the mutants into the MCU and into the Avengers world. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd like it if they could find some reasonable, I don't know, time travel or something. Maybe some stones from the Infinity Gauntlet to bring them over or something. I don't know. But like, I like these new actors. I like the series that they're doing. I don't see any reason why they should just trash this one. You know, unless it's like bad enough that it's going to burn down Fox.
Well, it's been almost 2 years since these movies are supposed to come out.
As of right now, it's expected to come out on Valentine's Day. you know, the old romantic Dark Phoenix story.
We know with Fox Films, at least comedies are fantastic because Deadpool 1, that was the whole push behind it, was that it was releasing on Valentine's Day, and look at how great of a film it was and how.
Yeah, but that was mostly just for Calendar Girl.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think the reason why it's taken 2 years, though, and this is where Fox made that happen, man. Fox knew exactly the position. They had these movies. We talked about it a while back. They had these movies. They were doing them. They could have released them. They probably, I mean, like Dark Phoenix, there's probably not that many changes left to it anyways and stuff. They could have released this 3 or 4 months ago, but they played it right. They played these movies out. They held on to them. They were trying to see if Disney was going to buy them, and if not, hey, guess what? We have these films. Let's release them. But they played it perfectly to where Disney bought them out.
Jack asked the question, okay, is there really anything bad enough to burn down Fox? Because
Bill O'Reilly.
Fox is what he said. Yep.
Different division now.
Different division. Yeah, exactly.
That's a different podcast, guys. That's a different podcast.
Was it in like the early 2000s?
Because Fox has done some pretty bad.
What was in the early 2000s? Temptation Island or something like that? Hey, let's try to get everybody to cheat on their significant others.
I called that Herpes Island.
I believe you mean any MTV reality show.
Who's going to get it first?
Or you
correct
could
answer all of them.
Well, because and this is the other thing is that if you keep you get this movie out there, then you're keeping it separate. Still, it's still like this is a Fox film, because of course Disney's not going to incorporate. They're going to keep the Fox name there. I mean, Simpsons, Futurama, not Futurama, sorry, Family Guy. But there's a ton of series and movie properties that they're getting that they're not going to pull into the Disney fold because they're going to be like, these don't fit the Disney fold. Sure. So when you have Dark Phoenix and you have New Mutants, they don't fit that Marvel mold. So it's almost like just they would have to get these movies just released to get it released and start over.
But yeah, I mean, otherwise they just flushed $120 million or whatever down the toilet.
Well, they didn't. They didn't. Well, Fox did.
If you have a property that can make money for you, put it out. Especially since people will know, like, well, Disney's releasing it and they're making the money, but they didn't actually produce it. So I don't think it would actually affect their reputation all that much, and they'd still get money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I want to see New Mutants. That's the one that I'm scared about. Dark Phoenix. I really am, because it is a property that it's a story that's real, that's hard to pull off the right way. Based off what Fox has done before. Yeah. So I'm scared about Dark Phoenix. New Mutants, I want to see. But what caused New Mutants to get so delayed back is they cut that trailer and everybody saw this spooky, scary film, and we're like, this looks awesome. And then Fox was like, wait, what was that? That we didn't tell the director to do this. This movie's got a bunch of lighthearted stuff in it. So they had to go back and reshoot stuff to make it more into a horror style film. That's what took New Mutants so long to get made. So, sorry, I'm reading the chat.
and that I believe is currently tentatively scheduled to come out next summer. Like around, I want to say July-ish. Same time. Well, the other movie that we were going to be talking about, Terminator, is supposed to come out the same week as Top Gun 2.
Red so brings up if they even have the rights to those movies right now. We don't know the details of the contract. The details of the contract is literally outside of the sports division of Fox. Disney now owns everything that Fox had the rights to. The news and the sports division is the only thing that is still completely separate. But every other property that Fox had the rights to, they now own the full rights to that. So, yes, Top Gun 2 with drones, man. And we're getting the Iceman back. They already said that.
Yeah.
Ice Cream Man is coming back.
Hey, maybe if we cross our fingers, yes, they'll probably do some Disney in there or Star Wars and have like a Goose Ghost.
Here's the other thing, because you know the one person that they're going to want to bring over from the original X-Men films is Hugh. And Hugh said the only reason he would come back as Wolverine is if he was with the Avengers. But
awesome. Let's do that.
Oh, no. He said Deadpool, too. He did say Deadpool.
Well, he was already with Deadpool. He could have come back any time with Deadpool. He was over
the
Fox.
He's talking about in a movie, doing a movie with Deadpool. He say we do a movie with Deadpool.
That was a little skit that they filmed. He actually, when he retired as Wolverine, they asked, was there any way that he would come back as Wolverine? In the interview, he said, only if I'm actually with Marvel and we're doing an Avengers film. Yes. So, but half the Avengers, we don't know who's going to be around after this next one that comes out. I'm assuming half of the major ones are going to be dead. So is Hugh going to want to come back with all the new Avengers that they cast instead?
Where is
it's safe to say he didn't go up in the dust because he was already in the ground. I mean, maybe his mutant powers were able to keep him dead long enough. And after the snap, he just magically comes up again.
I love the chat.
I'm down with that.
They're talking about Val Kilmer in the chat room. Jack asks, how is he fitting in the cockpit? ice cream.
Frisco.
Because they're putting him in one of those big transport planes, and he's just flying stuff.
It's not actually jets. It's drone warfare in Top Gun 2.
Which is why I will not watch that movie.
How are they going to fit him in the drone?
How are they going to fit him in the simulator?
Oh, my God. Oh, this is so great.
Fit him in the cockpit with a tube of ice cream and a bucket of chicken. Yeah, you just open the door and throw it in, and then he gets in on his own.
I just
how they get him out.
I want to see Val Kilmer with like the blonde tips now, because he was blonde in
1984. Yeah.
Yeah, in for the movie. Yeah,
well, you see his dog tag chain just really tight around the neck.
Oh, poor Iceman.
Oh, God. It's great. It's so great.
Hey, they could bring what's his name back too? Merlin. What was it? Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. But he looks so much older.
So does Val Kilmer, but he looks like he ate three people too. So what?
Yeah, they're Val Kilmer, yeah. Back.
Let's see. Okay. Yeah, no. Moving on. Sorry, reading the chat room.
How's that beach volleyball scene going to look now? Yeah.
So the other major thing that we were going to talk about was they released a photo. I don't know if Nick has seen this photo, but they released a photo for Terminator 6 this week.
Can we just call it Terminator 3, please?
Yes.
Well, they're calling it Terminator 6, but what are your guys' thoughts on this? Is this the franchise that just won't die, is Terminator? Because they just keep going back to the well, trying to like, well, hey, it's a time traveling thing. We could just rewrite that this happened.
Well, let's start off with the fact that they actually brought James Cameron back to actually do something with it. I mean, that's what was missing.
Is he producing or is he?
He's producing.
Executive producing. And the guy that directed Deadpool is directing.
Original director of Deadpool, yeah.
Yeah, and they collaborated to write it together. The article that I read, Cameron was like, you know, coming in this thing, I was sort of, I think he used the word agnostic. You know, he was basically ambivalent about the whole thing. He didn't really know where to take it. But the director had a bunch of ideas, and he really wanted to roll with it. I love the fact that they're ignoring that trash 3, 4, and 5, they should not exist. This is picking up after T2, which is wonderful. It's exactly what it should do.
C5. I didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but what was her name that was in number 3? Who was the Terminator? That was probably
Cristana Lockett.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then did you see her anything after that?
Nope.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. You only saw her in that one. That was especially when she could adjust herself. That was impressive.
But even Robert Patrick, who didn't do much in Terminator 2, I mean, he was T-1000, so he was badass, but you at least saw him in a bunch of other stuff. This chick just never showed up in anything else after that. Yeah.
Man, that's what she did.
Her main acting role was mostly non-speaking, just wandering around looking fierce and blonde.
And she wasn't fierce looking at all.
But she was blonde.
But the look on her face was super serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had that resting...
A little bit of RBF. RBF. Yeah, RBF. Love it.
Nice.
So... they said that Terminator 6 is going to be focused on a new character, a female character, but the coolest thing about this was that you had in the picture Linda Hamilton back as Sarah Connor. So
looking like a badass too.
Yeah, loaded. Oh, man.
So
yeah, she's got to be pushing 60.
She must be taking her calcium supplements, because otherwise the weight of all that would just crush her.
The arm would fall off.
I heard that she went through like a spout where she had like I don't know, was it like split personalities or bipolar disorder or something like that?
Yeah, no, she does have a history of mental issues that plagued her after the second movie, hence one of the reasons why you didn't see her in a lot of the extra movies. She was going through that.
That she and James Cameron got divorced.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, but James Cameron's also smart. He's a money man. If he saw the ability to make more money off of it, he would have. And I do remember when they did it, the suggestion, because, you know, she has a twin sister who, no joke,
actually in Terminator 2.
Yeah.
The scene when she's watching herself in the playground and then starts burning up, that is her twin sister.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they could have got away with it, but they just... when James Cameron walked away from the franchise, it was just the movies you saw was just trying to play off of Schwarzenegger in a sense. And it just, they were garbage. They were garbage. And I'm excited. I didn't know. I just saw the picture of it the other day. And then I started reading up. And I was like, this is great. This is probably what we were expecting to see. And I like the fact that they are just going to wipe out the other three movies and they're going to have it in the future. And they did say Schwarzenegger will be in it somehow, so they are going to have the cat. They're going to have the original cast in there.
The phrasing that they used was he is playing an aging T-800.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we bring back Edward Furlong?
That's one of the questions. Well, he's probably in jail.
He's not in jail, but he's definitely can't be found right now.
Definitely on parole then.
Yes.
Actually, one of the things that
bring them back.
One of the things that I saw that Cameron said was that they're looking at this as the possible new start of a new Terminator trilogy.
Oh God, that's trilogy. What I don't want to hear, because I'm afraid. I'm afraid that Cameron being involved, I guess.
Were the two ones? The two good ones were the Cameron ones.
Yeah, but that's because he wrote and directed. He didn't just produce. So you got to hope that they said that. The Terminator 4, that they got Cameron's blessing on it, that they went to him and they got a little bit of ideas, and Salvation still was like, it was better than 3, but the one thing that came out of Terminator 4 the most was the meme of the main actor screaming on set.
Christian Bale screaming at the lighting.
Christian Bale, that was epic.
That was the most popular thing from that film. That's what everybody remembers.
That and the sudden blinding realization that Sam Worthington cannot act.
Oh, that was known.
Now, there is a difference between a blessing and actually being in his hands into it. And once again, being that James Cameron has produced the greatest grossing film up until a certain point in Titanic, I'm sure that he's not going to...
Two of the highest grossing films.
Yeah.
Avatar
too. Yeah. He's not going to put his hands or he's not going to put his money in something. He's not going to be able to get any type of return back, which means if he jumps into that and says, hey, look, I'm producer, but look at my credentials here, dude. We're going to change this right now. I'm sure they won't have an issue with that whatsoever. But at the same time, they hired the guy that did directed Deadpool. And Deadpool was by far a phenomenal movie, the greatest grossing R-rated comedy, if you want to call it that, since Beverly Hills Cop. And it's just been a great movie. So I don't see how this one could go down.
I pray that you're right. That's all I can say.
We've just been let down so often.
I've been let down so often, yeah.
But how many times have we been let down by James Cameron?
I don't know.
I didn't like Avatar.
You mean Space Pocahontas?
Yeah,
I think Malice said best. Fern Gully and Pocahontas in space. Yeah,
yeah.
No, you know what though? I mean, if you think about it, though, that movie was just it was cutting edge. It was just it was crazy what they did. How we made it. That's what it was.
It was for the visual effects.
Brent says Sam Worthington is much better than Hayden Christensen.
Totally agree.
Wow. Yeah.
The debate that we've gotten into on this cast is who's better, Sam Worthington or Hayden Christensen?
Hey, and I say this: if you could bring chubby Val Kilmer back in Top Gun 2, you could definitely bring back chubby, drugged out Ed Furlong, and bring in Axl Rose to do another song. Come on, now you could bring out the chubby dreads.
As you know, this is Malice Cast, and Malice Cast, there's always a mention of a name. And if you're going to talk about
this
is the one time that we will get people to actually agree that he is amazing in terms of against these two.
Are we going to bring up
Sam Worthington versus Hayden Christensen and Nicolas Cage? Who's best of the three? Come on. You're going to give it to Nick.
I'll take D. Option D, please.
Because I just watched Wicker Man this week.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. How did you like it?
It was ridiculous. It was an hour and a half of nothing happening, and I didn't even get to see him screaming about the bees. I don't know if my version had that cut out or what. Isn't he supposed to have like a bee mask on?
And Mrs. Malice, you are absolutely correct. I didn't like Avatar: The Last Airbender movie. Wait, wrong Avatar. Didn't like that one too. Yes, no, we all forget about the other Avatar, The Last Airbender. That movie never happened.
I never even.
M. Night Shyamalan is still trying to forget that movie happened.
You know, it's funny. We talked about M. Night Shyamalan. We totally forgot about that movie.
That in the village.
Last thing I wanted to discuss and talk about. A tweet came out from one of our favorites, one of our that we all are fans of. I don't think anybody can deny liking this man. He was one of our nerd icons last year. I think he was our first nerd icon, if I remember, or he was one of the first couple. Kevin Smith came out with a tweet this week talking about how he is excited. He is writing for a new project, biggest IP that he's ever worked for, biggest properties ever worked on. Very vague about it. A lot of people took that to thinking that he's working on a DCEU property, so a DC cinematic film. I mean, there could be Star Wars in there. There's all types of things that could be that he's a huge fan of.
Oh.
I just want to know your guys' thoughts. If there's a property that you would like to see Kevin Smith take the reins of to bring to a cinematic world his own.
It was going to come back around to Nick Cage then anyway, because didn't he originally work on the Superman script that Nick Cage was supposed
to
start?
He was writing the script treatment, and when he took it to him, they were like, there needs to be a big robotic spider in it. Like, they're asking for all this stuff. He's like, no, this is...
Yeah. So if we could get Kevin Smith to do a Superman movie that he actually wants to do, I'd be down for that.
And welcome, I seen that, into the chat room, saying, what's going on, guys? We want to know what's going on with you. What have you been geeking out on and nerding out on, I seen that? Sorry. Didn't mean to catch up.
I would say, why not? I mean, I think we've learned that whenever you pick people who love the comic books, that love it and everything, we get phenomenal success out of it. So being that he's been the, if you want to call it the leader of nerds and everything for so long. I mean, if it wasn't for Kevin Smith, I think a lot of stuff that we'd be watching out wouldn't even be around. Why not get him in there? Why not give him a movie and give him he's proven that he can get his hands in and produce and direct movies that have been successful.
I got to bring up what I seen that said in the chat room, because I think this would be awesome.
It would
I think Kevin Smith should do a line of What If Marvel movies. That would be just offshoot. Because the old What If comics that were just like, tell this story if this happened. That would be, and especially with Disney getting their streaming service coming as well, if he did a whole, my mind didn't even go in that way. I think that would be something that would be really good for him to do.
I see the chat room's all about him and Guardians 3. The only
thing
I don't know.
That would be pretty cool.
I think it would be cool, but then at the same time, that's why I was saying we're going to be taking on a beast. I mean, the first two movies were quite successful. there's a huge following. I mean, a lot of people have liked Guardians or have now loved Guardians of the Galaxy who never knew anything about them just because of those movies. I'm not saying he couldn't pull it off, but that's going to be a phenomenal
my question. There's the timing.
So he didn't say he would go in on somebody's project and rewrite their project. So I don't think it's Guardians. I think it would be fantastic to see him.
Yeah, I just don't think
And so, guys. And so, as you guys can see on page 45 of Star Wars Episode 9.
I know, right? I'm so glad we got these scripts.
Oh, you amazing. Guys missed it. We were off air and you totally missed it. We're not going to go back and say it again. Now.
We talked about all George Lucas, this is all Easter eggs that we had in that private interview we had with Mark Hamill.
I will give this away. George Lucas does come back as a character. It's Jabba the Hutt's nephew.
I just got to say, the last 2 minutes, that was maybe the best podcasting we've ever done.
The one where we're all off air and we're just looking at each other like, what happened, man?
I have idea where we stopped at. And we had a really good flow going. And I appreciate anybody that stuck around to wait to see if we were coming back. We are back. But I think most of you bounced out. So
I think we're going to be telling ourselves where we could follow ourselves.
This is going to be this is going to be mainly a where can you follow us when
where can I follow me?
So, I don't where am I at? I don't know.
Everywhere I go, there I am.
Yeah, exactly. So, Masonic, where can we follow you outside of this cast?
Crap, I was trying to get a list like Big Papa Matt's, but all right, so
Mrs. Malice is in the chat. She's super important.
Miss Malice
4134-35 on Twitter. She's our Walking Dead aficionado.
You could follow me at Masonic Vader on Twitter. You could also follow me at Masonic Vader 71 PlayStation Network. And as I'm going to do the shameless plug again, as I see Wes start smiling a little bit because he's the producer, Malice Smack Talk. You could check us out on YouTube and on Twitch. You could follow the Malice Smack Talk on Twitter and Instagram. Please, we're the new cast, we're the new kids on the block, and we could use all the follows we can get. Enjoy nerd geekiness and wrestling.
Awesome. Where can we follow you, Nick?
You can follow me at Raider0314 on PlayStation Network and also on Twitter. And another shameless plug, Nerd Mosh Pit is coming soon. I know you guys have been missing it. We're going to be back. I think it's going to be like the 5th or so that we're going to do our next episode. So be on the lookout for that.
Do it. Do it. Icy Zoro, where can we follow you?
At IC Zara on Instagram, Twitter, PlayStation Network, etc.
Awesome. You can follow our producer, Jack Malice, at Jack_Malice on Twitter. You can follow the main channel at Malice Corp on Twitter. You can follow this cast on Twitter at MaliceCast. You see it written here. Nerd Mosh Pit, our adult cast that Nick is on with the Big Papa Matt and Kenny, will be back soon. You can follow them at Nerd Mosh Pit. You can follow Matt and Beacon at Quest for Movies, which is their Quest for 100 podcast, talking about watching 100 films in a calendar year in theaters. And we're really wondering what's going to happen with that as the news comes out more and more that the movie thing, that
movie pass is
possibly going out of business very soon.
they better find someone who works in a movie theater and get them in the back to exit door. That's right.
Jackson's multi-pass. And then we have our comic book podcast, Comics for All for Comics. You can follow them on Twitter as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Mest5150. That's the Instagram is at Mest5150. On Twitter, it's Mest_MaliceCorp. You can follow us on our website, malice-corp.com. That is where all of our information is for all of our casts and links to all the articles and videos that come up. YouTube.com. You can also check me out on our my personal vlog on YouTube at Geek Guidepost. We didn't have somebody to give a long list of things to say since the Big Papa Matt wasn't here, so I decided to do it for him.
We miss you, Big Papa.
With that said,
we'll always love Big Papa.
Thank you for sticking around. Apologies for the technical errors. They weren't ours. An entire hub went down on internet. So we will be back next Friday, 8 p.m. to talk all things nerd with you guys, as well as Monday at 9 p.m. to talk about Preacher. It is wrapping up here very soon, and then we will be back after that every Monday for more TV talks for Fear the Walking Dead starting August 12th. Stay tuned to the channel. There might be a wrestling podcast that might come up tonight. So if you guys like talking wrestling,
yes.
Stay tuned to the channel. So we'll see you guys later. Keep geeking on.
Stay nerdy.
Carry on.
Nerd out.
And this is the post live. We're still on.
This is the now we can't get the internet to turn off.
Oh man, it won't stop.
Oh wait, he needs to see more spirit fingers before he turns it off. Here we go.
Spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.